second interview is going to be done by Erin, and she's going to interview Dr. Graham Wilson.
In studio with me, I have Dr. Graham Wilson, a senior consultant and a...
an anaesthetist.
An anaesthetist, sorry, with UCT. He is committed to advancing pediatric anaesthesia in South Africa and improving safety and quality of anaesthetic services in the country. He will be talking to us about the work that he does with child patients at Red Cross in Groteskeer. Welcome to the show, Dr. Graham. How are you today?
I'm very well, thanks, Erin. Just a bit cold. It's been freezing this morning, I must say. I came in here. My car said it was 6 degrees on the way here.
Wow. I have a set of questions for you to answer.
Okay.
Is there anything I may have missed in the my introduction?
Not much. What I do is I'm an anaesthetist, so and I'm sure we'll probably get to that later, but anaesthetics is one of the really important parts of medicine, and I'll explain a little bit about that later on. And yes, I love kids, and that's why I'm at Red Cross. I like to spend time with kids. And the nice thing about being at Red Cross is two things. One is that I work with children only, and the second thing is I can act like a child most of the time.
What does an anaesthetist do for patients?
Okay, so we're specialist doctors, and what we do is we put children to sleep for operations. So if you're going to have an operation, you don't want to be awake, because it would be absolutely horrible, wouldn't it? And so what we do is we use a variety of different techniques to get kids to sleep in a special kind of sleep, a sleep that you won't wake up during the operation. And we get you off to sleep, and then we look after you whilst you're asleep. So when the surgeon's doing an operation, we make sure that everything's functioning well, that you're getting enough oxygen in, that your blood's going around and around and your heart's beating properly, but you won't be aware of anything. And then we make sure that when you wake up, you don't have any pain and you don't feel funny, and that you're not nauseous or sick after the operation.
What is anaesthesia?
Okay, so anaesthesia is, you're getting the words nicely there. Anaesthesia is a special state that we can create using quite strong drugs. So we use a variety of different drugs to get patients into the state of numbness, if we can call it that. So one of the ways that we can give anaesthesia is by using a face mask. And you might have seen this on the TV, where people hold a mask over the mouth and nose, and we gradually enter a little bit of the anaesthetic gas in, and the kids breathe it in and out. And I tell them it's really easy to do. You know, how old are you, Erin?
I'm 14.
So I say to you all, Erin, you just need to do what you've been doing for the last 14 years, and that's breathe. And so, yes, and some kids find it a little bit claustrophobic. You know, it's not nice having a mask over their mouth and their nose. And so what we'll do then is we'll hold the mask, take the mask off, and just hold it gently in our hand and waft the gases on. The gases smell a little bit strange. They smell a little, and I tell the girls it smells like nail polish. The boys, I tell it's rocket fuel. And the kids seem to enjoy it. So that gas will eventually then get you to sleep. So that's a state of anesthesia. And then whilst you're asleep, we'll do the nasty things. Okay, so we don't want you to feel anything, like put drips up, you know, it'll needles in, take blood if necessary. And when you're properly asleep and you can't feel anything, we'll start the operation.
How do you know much anesthesia to give a patient?
Oh, that's like how long is a piece of string? So we obviously adjust for every sort of patient and what's wrong with the patient. So if a patient has serious illnesses that affect the heart and the lungs, then we may need to give a little bit less. And if a patient is very anxious, we may need to give a bit more. But whenever we give anesthesia, we watch the effects of the anesthesia and we titrate it. So that's change the amounts that we need to give to suit every single patient. So, you know, for instance, if you weren't going to sleep quickly enough, I would give you a little bit more. And if I thought, oh, it's going to take you forever to wake up, I'd start giving you a little bit less and less. So we work around each patient and do each patient specifically.
Can anesthesia cause any harm to children?
Well, that's a very controversial subject. And in fact, it's like, I think a lot of my registrars, which registrars are trainee anaesthetists, would like to know. And there's been a lot of worry recently that anaesthesia, particularly in babies, affects their developing brain. Fortunately, I think the studies have now shown that there's very little risk of anaesthesia harming babies. And at the moment, I would say that anaesthetic is completely safe for children, and you have nothing to worry about. In fact, it's become so safe that you probably were at more risk on the bus or the car getting to the hospital today than you would be if you were having an operation. Just think about it. It's about the only time in your life that someone would be watching and listening to every breath you take, every heartbeat that beats, and monitoring your blood pressure and your heart rate and your oxygen content whilst you were having an operation. So it's very unlikely that anything would go bad or wrong under an anesthetic.
You work at Grotes Care, and when you have to give radiotherapy to children, do you do it with minimal sedation? What does this mean, and how does it help the children?
Okay, so let me tell you a bit about radiotherapy for a start. Do you know what radiotherapy is? Okay, radiotherapy is a special kind of treatment, and what we use radiotherapy to help children with tumors or cancer. And so it's a special kind of x-ray that gets focused onto the cancer and helps break up the cancer and kill the cancer growth. Okay, and to do this, the children need to lie incredibly still. In fact, they need to lie so still that the radiotherapists, those are people who give radiotherapy, make special masks, and they actually clamp the kids down onto the table so that they can't move. And that sounds quite scary, isn't it? Okay, so a lot of kids don't like this, and so what we do is we give something called sedation. Now, sedation is a type of anesthesia, but it's not like a complete sleep that you need to have an operation. So sedation is something that takes away the feeling of being afraid or fearful, and makes you feel a lot braver, and also makes you feel, you know, a little bit warm and nice inside. So if you give children a bit of sedation, they can often tolerate the mask. But interestingly enough, the more sedation we give, the longer it takes for them to recover. So we've been trying to reduce the amount of sedation that we give to children. And we've actually found a few kids that can now, with a little bit of coaching, that don't need any sedation. And the bravest one that I've come across is a 3-year-old girl. She would lie completely still on this table, and you know, mom and dad aren't allowed to be there as well, because when they do the radiotherapy, it could damage mom and dad, so they have to go out. So she would lie there, strapped to the table with a mask on, lying completely still for up to about 20 minutes. And I think that's very brave. Eh?
Why is it important not to eat or drink anything before being put under anesthesia?
It's because anesthetists are cruel and we are here to punish you. No, not at all. And it's a part of us being safe. So what we want you to do is, we don't want you to come to harm during an operation or an anesthetic. So what we don't want to happen is that if you fall asleep and you've got a lot of food in your stomach, that some of it comes back up your swallowing pipe and you sort of vomit, and then it goes into all the wrong places, like down into your lungs, and that can cause horrible problems. We, over the years, we've got more and more lenient, and we at the moment have changed the guidelines about when you can eat or drink. And at the moment, we are working on some guidelines which will hopefully be launched in the hospital this year, that you'll be able to drink some clear fluid up to an hour before the operation. So you shouldn't really be very thirsty or even very hungry before your operation.
What is morphine, and are there any negative effects?
This is a good question. How do you know about morphine? Now, morphine is a very powerful pain-killing drug. And we use it quite often for a variety of different operations. It's got a long-lasting pain-relieving effect. And it's very good for pain. However, everything is good in moderation. And if you use too much morphine, you can see some side effects. And those side effects would be sleepiness, or a slowing in your breathing rate, and a drop in blood pressure. The other problem with morphine is that it could, if you took it for a long time, you could become addicted to it. And that's something that we obviously watch out for, and we make sure that the doses that we give children are right, and we make sure that they don't take too much morphine back home with them.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Well, I just wanted to say this has been lots of fun. I've enjoyed the questions. I thought there were some very good questions. Thanks, Erin. And I think what you need to know is that anesthetists are there. They're your friends. They're going to, if you need to have an operation, that's going to be the person that's going to look after you, and they'll be there the whole operation, during the whole operation, looking out specifically for you. And that's what we do.
Thank you so much, Dr. Graham.